Okay, all bonding in chemistry is based on electrostatic attraction, that is, an attraction between positive charges and negative charges. With metallic bonding, it is an attraction between the loosely held valence electrons and the positively charged ions. The ions are in a regular lattice, and the valence electrons are free to move between them. So the bond exists between those moving electrons and the positive ions in the lattice. This leads to all the properties that metals exhibit. For example, the very high melting and boiling points are due to the fact that that attraction is very strong. The ions and the electrons are very close together and therefore have a very strong affinity for each other. The hardness again is due to this very strong attraction. Malleability and ductility occur because the attraction between the electrons and the ions is not in any one particular direction. As the lattice may be disrupted, the electrons can still attract to the ions as the ions move around, because the electrons can move as well. The ability of metals to conduct electricity is due to these free-moving electrons as well. Electrical energy is transferred as the electrons move throughout the regular lattice. If you push electrons in one end of a metal, other electrons will leave at the other end. So if there is a driving force, an electromotive force, it's pumping electrons in one end and electrons are leaving at the other end. These moving electrons are also responsible for the very good heat conductivity that metals exhibit.